It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
News dump. Syndicated, we are strong, we are Mac and Goo, and we are on two radio stations. Who'd have thunk
what
it?
What a time. We are, I think,
who would have thought we'd be here?
A doubt in my mind, we are by far conservative radio's number one sometimes movie podcast.
Sometimes. And I think moving forward on BZ and on Talk 1200, those are our stations, we'll be going with half movie review and then half news dump. I think that's right, a nice even, you know, because maybe somebody doesn't like the movie review, but they like the dump. Or someone doesn't like the dump and they like the movie review. Or maybe they just fucking hate us. Maybe they just hate us and they don't
More likely that.
Maybe they just don't want us, Mac.
What are you going to do?
News dump. 21 years ago, this week-ish, past couple of days, either way, Arthur, the aardvark, two A's, snuffed out his sister, DW.
Yeah, so we all know the world-famous Arthur clenched fist meme gif.
Yeah.
And that's from the episode 21 years ago this week where he winds up and just straight up jabs DW right to the throat, knocks her down, she cries. Epic moment in television history, if you ask me.
Really, a forgotten gem, because it is something that we see tons of memes about, tons of gifs about, but no one knows the conclusion. No one knows that Arthur punched his sister in the face.
Yeah, I think the funny part is it's often used.
It's all of it.
In a way, you're really mad, you're clenching your fist, and you want to punch someone, but you don't actually. Well, in the episode, he actually does punch her.
And what's so funny is that the writers of the book or the TV show, I'm not sure which one.
Mark Brown wrote the books.
Yeah, so when this first started to become popular, he was like, how dare you use Arthur in such an angry way? It's like, it's the episode where he punched his sister.
We're teaching kids lessons out here, you know?
Yeah, like
kids
don't
throw punches sometimes.
Don't punch your little sister in the face.
Right.
Did you know that Arthur is the second longest running animated series on television right now, / maybe of all time?
Is that behind The Simpsons?
Yes.
Wow. That is. What about Clifford the Big Red Dog? That's going to be out there, right? Although there's many iterations of Clifford, I feel like.
Yeah, and I think Arthur's always been the same. And it's on for, I think, 22 seasons, but that's over several years.
Sure, sure.
And I know everyone was really upset because a rat was marrying an aardvark. I know Alabama boycotted for that specific reason.
I remember in elementary school, they showed us, or there was some sort of video where Mark Brown was showing you how to draw Arthur, and it's super easy. I used to be able to do it. I probably can't now.
Remember the old book fairs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite books were the Teach You How to Draw, those books. I love those.
Drawing for Idiots?
I'll say what I would end up doing is just fucking tracing every single time. Like, it's step one. Oh, I'm trying to draw Cypher here. Step one, two, I'm just going to trace Cypher, okay?
Those later elementary days, I was super into Animorphs and Goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
I read a little Arthur, a little Captain Underpants in the mid elementary days, but those book fairs were the best.
Oh yeah, I bought so many magic books too. My mother would just give me, buy some books, and I'd go home with a book on magic, how to draw, how to do balloon animals.
You're a jack of all trades.
A triple threat. News dump. Mac, is Sony creating a Spider-Verse?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. It seems like they're just trying to contact as many people as possible to potentially be in the next Spider-Man film.
Yeah.
Now, my worry here is...
So, first off, the news is that Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch, what is it? Something Lumberjack?
Benefit Lumberjack.
Thank you. Benefit Lumberjack is playing Doctor Strange in the movie, which then introduces, Multiverse of Madness. This will come out of it. And then Jamie Foxx was linked to the movie last week. He put something on Instagram, which got taken down. And then also there's been rumors, all those crazy Marvel websites like, I'm hearing in the back streets that Dane DeHaan and Kirsten Dunst are now linked to this movie as well. And I think no, you
them,
are...
Them, of course, from either Spider-Man franchise.
And I think you are getting to my thought on this movie, and go ahead.
I'm worried here that the animated Spider-Verse movie was so successful that they're just going to try to shoot out some sort of live-action one.
That was my exact thought.
It's not the same.
No.
And we don't have... Like, you could do it animated-wise, and you could get hokey because... First of all, we didn't know half those characters.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, it's on its own. You can't now go back in and sort of retcon and bring in the other two Spider-Man film franchises when we're already pretty far into the MCU.
Yeah.
It's not like in DC where things really haven't gotten off the ground and you can kind of do whatever you want. You can't go back and bring in Tobey Maguire. You can't go back and bring in Andrew Garfield. It won't work. It's not going to work.
Tobey Maguire is what, 80 years old now?
Yeah, plus that. He's frail.
And I mean,
he's old.
I'm super into Alfred Molina being brought back and J. Jonah Jameson being brought back. But I do feel like they're rushing this idea slash this concept because people did love the Spider-Verse movie. And I don't know if they have the best intention in mind for this movie because it's also Sony doing it.
Yeah, that's part of it too. And as much as I did not dislike the Venom movie, they obviously didn't do a great job with that and they butchered the origin. And so I just don't want them to shoehorn in past Spider-Man stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather them give us brand new stuff.
And also,
I don't mind expanding
the
live-action Spider-Verse, but make it new stuff.
Well, also, so the first Spider-Man in this universe was Spider-Man with a mix of Iron Man. And then last movie was really heavy on Mysterio. And obviously, you know, he's the villain, so you would split a lot of time. But why not let Spider-Man slash Tom Holland, who's probably the best Spider-Man there is, let him carry his own movie?
Yeah, well, the issue, again, goes back to Sony. This is all Sony has now, and so they're still, they've always been wanting to build the Sinister Six.
Yeah.
And that
and I mean, you
so
could
they're
build,
still trying to build a Spider-Verse.
You could build a great Sinister Six with some of the characters from the past movies, but I think you could also just pick new actors and just build your own Sinister Six.
Yeah, again, I think this is a Sony thing. They're not, they don't really care what Marvel has to say. They're just off in their own direction. And I hope, you know, I hope Feige can say, hey, we got a good thing going here. Let's not fuck this up. But who knows?
I just hope that they don't film on Mondays and there's enough lasagna on set. Because Andrew Garfield, he hates Mondays. News.
Sure does.
Movie delays. Every week, Mac. Every week. The Batman pushed back another year. James Bond has been pushed back a year. Dune has been pushed back, which makes sense. By the way, all of these movies getting pushed back makes
Dune doesn't make sense.
No,
Dune's done.
No,
Dune's
done. No, it's not about being done. It makes sense because no one wants to put a movie in the theaters.
Yeah, I guess so. But what this is doing
is really
hurting.
Duning?
This is really hurting the people trying to make it in the industry right now because everything's on delay. And so projects
and
they had
also,
in the pipeline, scripts, all that shit's getting put off. So someone on the verge of a break or someone getting a decent little job, that's been pushed off too.
So also with that, the fact that all of the blockbusters, and this is kind of a weak year for blockbusters anyways, but all of the blockbusters that were set to come out this year, next year, and the year after are all going to be jammed into 2 years, and there's going to be no room for those smaller movies.
Yeah, that's part of it too. And I think, especially in a year like this, a lot of those indie films start to shine because there aren't huge blockbusters to go to the theater, you know, every other weekend for. So,
like Hubie Halloween.
You know, well, movies like Jojo Rabbit that came out last year,
yeah,
that's the type of movie in a year like this year that would have flourished, that people would have loved. I don't know. There's nothing we can do. And yeah, they are making the right call because they want to make money in COVID. But Batman got bumped a year. Dune got bumped, 8 months? It's not even until the fall of next year.
That makes sense, though. Dune's not a summer movie.
No, but Black Adam got bumped a year. The James Bond movie got bumped. I mean, every movie that someone was looking forward to got bumped.
Yep.
And the next Pixar movie, Soul, is going to be released
on
Disney+.
That's further down, you dummy. That's in our rundown.
Put that in there. You didn't put it in there earlier.
Yes, I did. I just added it. I just saw it, so I added it. News dump.
There you go.
Mac, Jurassic World Dominion, the movie poster is out. Saw a lot of fossils in the old cast list.
I mean, again, another movie
old,
that got bumped.
You idiot, because they're old.
They bumped this movie and gave us a poster. I could care less.
But the dinosaur is in amber.
It wasn't even amber colored, though.
All right. Well, Mac, I say we jump ahead just a little bit to...
In the middle of the night, we all start in the streets.
And the biggest movie news of the year, Hubie Halloween has come out on Netflix, and everyone is just losing their mind. Mac, what a film. What a trick or treat. Right here at the beginning of October, so we can enjoy it the entire month. Sitting at the bottom right here, power bottom, Richard Keefe. Hello.
Oh my God, I heard you were talking Hubie Halloween. I had to join. What an absolute, I would say no trick, Goo. I would say all treat. Hour and a half, all treat. Free for you, free for me. Like you said, early on a Wednesday, that's the time you want to release a movie, right?
You really
on a nice,
do.
On a nice Wednesday night.
First of all,
what an absolute gem. Had everything you could ever possibly want.
I'm stoked you're wearing a shirt. Secondly, I am stoked your hair, because that means I don't have to entertain Goo about this movie, because this came out yesterday, not the time
stamp.
Right. Yeah. I don't plan on ever watching
so
this movie.
So, best thing about the movie, 95 minutes long. Doesn't try to trick you and be like, okay, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. This is Adam Sandler saying, I'm going to do the bare minimum on time to give you a movie. And he said, Netflix went to him and said, can you make me a holiday movie? And he said, it would be very disingenuous of me to make a Christmas movie. So let me do Halloween. And he has a bit of a background in Halloween. Hotel Transylvania 1, Hotel Transylvania 2, Hotel Transylvania 3, we're on a cruise. And now this.
Don't forget the guy during Weekend Update who would give you the costume to wear, including I'm under the desk guy. Give me some candy. Leave the candy on the table.
Unicorn man.
Unicorn man, so good.
Sweatshirt guy, smiley boy. They're all there.
Cucumber hands.
They're
I got cucumbers
there.
For hands. The guy's the man. The guy is absolutely the best. And you're right, Goo. It's actually like, it's like an hour and 43 minutes, it says, but then the last like 15 minutes are end credits and like a couple of bloopers. So the movie's really like 90 minutes for sure.
Also, there's a flash forward that's roughly 10 minutes long that might be the funniest flash forward ever, because... Like, everything is so outlandish.
You don't need it. They also, the movie was like, as it's winding down, like what should have been the last scene, I like click on the thing and it was like 20 minutes left. I'm like, no, there isn't.
No way.
No, there isn't.
And you would say like, oh, everyone in the cast is having a really fun time. I'm not sure how much fun Julie Bowen was having doing this
Julie
movie.
Bowen, she was asked to make some odd choices, I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe not what she was looking for. Colin Quinn literally just wanted to leave. Like, he actually left during his scene. Like, he just walked off, and I think he never came back.
It was also great, too. Ben Stiller, not to spoil anything, playing his character from Happy Gilmore.
So good. Maybe the best part of the movie.
My fingies hurt.
I think, Goo, what we have here,
yeah,
and Mac may be a reason to watch, we have a confirmed Happy Madison shared universe. This movie, more than any other movie, ties them all together.
And I would say
a lot of cameos.
Cameos
up the yin yang.
Just more reassures the fact, because we have had Rob Schneider play the same character in several movies, either the You Can Do It guy or the Lemon Tuna Fish Boy.
Also, you had the O'Doyles, or at least another branch of the O'Doyles in this, that are bullies once again. So
within
once
the
you
first
the O'Doyles,
5 minutes, don't worry.
Yeah.
And you also understand within the first minute that this entire town hates him. Because he's different.
Hates Hubie.
And
it's not fair. It's not nice. He's a nice guy. He just wants a safe Halloween.
It actually is a bit of everyone in the town tortures the town idiot.
Yeah, that's the movie.
That's the entire movie.
All right, I have one question and one gripe.
Yeah.
So how many actual laughs did you guys get out of this movie?
So much like this sweet shirt that I'm wearing right now that says Manscaped, treat your balls, the shirt gags in the movie... Great.
Hilarious.
Great shirt gags.
Great
Hubie's
shirt gags.
Mother, who's got to be like in her 80s, wears a different shirt and she doesn't know what the meanings are. And one of them is boner donor.
Yep.
And they're like, what does that mean? And each one is hilarious. So the shirts are all funny.
One of them says, I don't see you licking.
One was the Muff Diving School.
Yeah.
One was the I shaved my balls for this ? Which whoever said that first deserves an absolute prize, because that's the funniest fucking thing of all time.
I will say I'm a little disappointed by Tim Meadows and Maya Rudolph. They were in a bit of the movie and they didn't really do anything good.
So disagree. I thought they did something very good. Tim Meadows, his costume was the outrageous one where he has the fake hands holding his head and then what looks like a body above him. So it's like, you know, like that gag. And the whole running gag in the whole movie is Tim Meadows is trying to get Maya Rudolph to be attracted to him, even though like they're married. And so he's sitting in the car and he's got these fake hands in front of him and he starts like sucking on the fingers and he's like... He's like, does that do it for you? She's like, what? What? No. What is that? Why would that? He's like, well, you could pretend they're your fingers. He's like, these are man fingers. So I thought Meadows was great.
And also, to say that there's one twist in a movie, that might be a spoiler. But to say that there's seven twists in a movie.
I'll tell you who would have been impressed. That would be the Canopy Lake Park ride, the Turkish twist. They would have absolutely loved what happened in this movie because just when I said, nah, it's too predictable, it wasn't because it had me fooled, had me guessing all along the way.
Mm-hmm.
This movie was good. So like laugh out loud. Like I didn't cry laughing. Like it wasn't Borat or Old School or Anchorman.
So you're not comparing it to those comedy classics,
it's
right?
It's not up there yet, but I definitely like chuckled a good amount of times.
I chuckled more than I should say that I did. And also, I was still giggling all day today about Boner Donor.
Boner Donor's funny. I might have laughed a little bit out loud at the Dan Patrick's cameo, believe it or not. So,
I love a good Dan Patrick cameo.
So
Adam Sandler's movies.
Well, that's what I mean. He's in all his cameos. Yeah.
So Hubie goes to the school to like give a speech about like being safe on Halloween night, right? And all the kids are acting a fool. They're throwing stuff at him. And at one point, Dan Patrick screams. He's the principal. He screams. And he's like, he's a human being! And then they finally stop for him. And just then, for whatever reason.
Hubie pulls an umbrella out of his thermos.
His thermos is like a Swiss Army knife, for God's sakes. It's a very useful
tons
item.
Of soup.
Now, you know? My gripe with the premise of the movie, I think a lot of people not from the area won't even care. But Salem, like, welcomes fucking weirdos like this. Like, any time you've ever spent up in Salem, there's a shit ton of people like Hubie. Yep. So I think that's pretty unrealistic.
So two notes on the movie is...
Not to poke a hole in the plot of Hubie.
Jeez, I hadn't thought of it that way.
I'm really happy that I already had the subtitles on because I couldn't understand one word Adam Sandler said the entire movie.
No, he was definitely hard to understand, but guess what? I don't think it would have mattered in the grand scheme of things. I think you could tell what direction he was headed.
I was more focused on reading every line of this than I was Parasite.
Yeah, makes now, sense. The dialogue was sharper in this.
Yeah.
Give me your definitively worse Happy Madison movies in this or Sandler movies in this.
I think that Blended is the worst one. Or Just Go With It. Those are my two worst.
I think Just Go With It.
I think the both Grown Ups movies are the worst.
Those are also bad. I think that Jack and Jill is so bad and so astonishingly bad that Al Pacino's actually funny in it. Somehow, some way, playing off of the female Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And there's something about that one.
I think the problem to me with like, so this is like straight up a stupid Netflix holiday movie. It delivers on all of that. Whereas Grown Ups was like bigger budget and with like Chris Rock and you're like, it should have been something and it just wasn't anything. And it was like kind of just awful all the way around. Whereas this is super dumb, but it's what you kind of need. If you want a 90-minute mindless movie, some of it's like, just not funny, and they're like going for laughs. But then there's plenty of stuff that makes you chuckle.
Lots of pratfalls, lots of farts, of Hubie doing BMX tricks.
Oh, one thing I did love is that everybody would bully Hubie, but he'd been bullied for so long that he was actually kind of good. So there's a bunch of sequences in the movie where he's riding his bicycle and people chuck stuff at him, and he's just like dodging it all out of the way. Like he's like super good.
At one point, someone threw a flaming spear at him.
Incredible. That could have really done some damage.
And then my final note on the movie.
The part,
sorry.
I was going to say, before I leave, the part where I like before this movie. I can't wait to hear.
I'll tell you right now, I watched it. I enjoyed it. I don't care.
I liked it.
Yeah.
You finish, give me a dog and a stone score.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to make Davey do an episode. I can't make him watch it. He's a grown man.
Davey watched 18 minutes of it, which, by the way, the funniest thing is that Davey said that he was going to try and watch it. And then he tried to. And then a half an hour later, his wife's like, will you watch it with me? And it's like, well, he already tried.
Yeah, he tried. It's not happening.
And he didn't watch
one of the great gags too. And hopefully we'll do an episode on Dork on this too. We can really go long form on it. Yeah. But one of the other gags too is how scared Hubie is of everything. And there's one thing he's like watching somebody sitting in his car and somebody knocks on the window and he yells, "Murder!" No reason. Anyway, I would say like a 4 out of 6.
Wow.
Yeah, 25 out of 40.
It is what it is. Like, yeah. Like I think like part of it's like enjoyment. Like I could watch it again probably. Like there's stupid stuff, but like I don't need it to all be, you know, Godfather Part Two. Like I enjoyed it. It was dumb, but I liked
it. Can kids watch this?
Yeah.
There is some swearing, but that's pretty much it. There's nothing that's
I was surprised it was rated PG-13.
Yeah.
But I would say definitely kids.
Yeah, I didn't see the rating until after the movie and I'm like, wait, what?
Popped up. How? I don't really know why.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm like desensitized. Swearing, but anyway.
Saying shit a lot, I think. One more thing. The character's name is Hubie Dubois, which I realized during the movie is a sound that Adam Sandler has been making for the past 30 years.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of characters that say stupid. Yeah, they say like, oh, Hubie Dubois or Doobie. Like they do that. And you're like,
Hubie, all right. Hubie, yeah. All right. Bye, Rich.
Guys, take it easy.
Bye, Keith.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What a pleasant surprise.
We certainly do 80s Joel music, sir. Glow has been canceled.
Yeah, so speaking of Netflix titles, properties, Glorious Ladies of Wrestling.
Yep.
Is that what it stood for?
Yes.
Was a show about 80s women's wrestling. I never watched it. All I knew about it was Alison Brie popped her top off a couple
first
of times.
First episode. Yep, first episode.
So what? How did you feel about the show? Did you finish
it? I liked the show,
seasons, right?
But I also, after season three, they had an intentional cliffhanger to be like, well, you better bring us back. And I was like, okay, if they bring it back, I'll watch. If they don't, I'm not that upset about it. And then they announced that they were going to renew it. And then at some point in the pandemic, maybe because they delayed schedule, they were like, nah, let's just scrap it.
I had read, and I don't know how true this is, that they couldn't get all the cast back together at the right time to shoot season four.
Well, Bonnie Gilpin is
why they
a bit of a star now.
Well, she had like one movie.
No, she's been in a bunch of movies over the past year. Granted, I think they were all Netflix movies, but still.
No, she was in The Hunt. She was good in The Hunt.
She was great in Coffee and Kareem.
Okay, get out of here with that. Yeah, it seems like a lot of people like this show. I don't think I was ever going to get into it. It's a bummer that it didn't finish. That said, 3 or 4 seasons is the maximum for shows.
It fits the timeline of how long Netflix holds on to shows. It's 3 years. After 3 years, a show is not going to bring in a new audience, so they don't care about it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Topless Brie couldn't get me to watch, so it was only going to bring in what they already had.
80s Billy Joel doo-wop sucks!
Hey, listen, motherfucker, we only sing 80s Joel!
American Murder, The Family Next Door is on Netflix, Mac. You saw this?
Yeah, this is fucked. Oh,
I have another expert for you.
Fucked.
No, I don't. I'm fucking with you.
Oh,
I don't.
So if you like Netflix true crime docs, and there's been a litany of them over the years, this is one of the latest ones, American Murder, The Family Next Door. This is about a murder of a wife and 2 young daughters in Colorado. I think it took place in like 15, 16, or 17. And I was like speechless, sort of speechless. I shed a couple tears. It is a tough watch, man. It is a really tough watch. It's about 90, 100 minutes. Again, if you like this stuff, you're going to like this. It's pretty well done. I was shook by the end of it. I couldn't believe what had happened. So I don't want to say anything more than that. If you're into that type of shit, go watch that.
And speaking of tearing up and being sad about movies, Mac, Pixar's Soul will debut on Disney Plus on Christmas Day, and this movie seems like a real bummer.
I think I'm going to win the movie draft by like 6,000 points because I'm going to have the only one with movies coming out this year. I drafted this in the movie draft.
Debut where we have to pay money for it, or is this free on the Plus?
They haven't announced yet. I hope it's not Mulan-like. because no one's seen Mulan.
But the issue is that if this is $30, it will make a ton of money because parents actually will pay for this for their kids to watch.
I don't even really care about that. I just care about the scores. This looks like it's going to be good. It's a Pixar movie. I would argue they made a couple bad ones, but if you look at it objectively, they haven't. They haven't made any bad ones, and there's no way this one's going to be bad out of all of them. So I'm actually looking forward to this one. It looks pretty good.
Thanks.
That was the wrong one. I think
it was the wrong one.
I wanted this one. My damn Mac and Google.
You just have too many recorders on there.
I have too many buttons. Trim. My 8 buttons are just too much. Do, 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 do. Mac, what is this? What is Fat Man? I watched the trailer. What is happening?
I thought when I came across this tweet yesterday that it was like an Onion article or a joke. It was IGN posting a link to a trailer for a movie called Fat Man where Mel Gibson plays the titular character,
Santa Claus,
aka Santa Claus, aka Kris Kringle, who gives a naughty child coal for Christmas. The child is well-to-do, has a bit of money. He hires a hitman,
Walter
to
Goggins,
kill Santa Claus.
Yes,
yeah, the hitman is played by Walter Goggins,
who I love, and by the way. I love Walter Goggins.
This is the dumbest plot of all time, but it's so simple and it's so everyone knows Santa Claus. Everyone can relate to not wanting a lump of coal. I actually think this movie is going to be pretty fucking good.
The one issue that it might have is, can people watch Mel Gibson on the screen again and separate him from who he is in real life?
Yeah, I think we're already past that.
Okay.
So much shit is going on today. I don't even think people are worried about that. Gibson as a gritty alcoholic Santa Claus is fucking brilliant.
Just get Billy Bob Thornton.
It's going to work. It's going to work. Now, I want them to really lean into this. I want them to really, really lean into how stupid this is.
The trailer shows us that, yes, they are.
It seems like everyone is in on this.
Now, do you want it to be a shared universe with Elf? That was my first thought when I saw this.
Yeah, and this, I believe, is streaming November 17th. It's going to be for rent, so probably $7.99, whatever it's going to be. I'll probably watch it that first night or two.
I probably will too, because you know what? We have nothing else. I watched Tubi Halloween last night.
Oh, and also in the comment section here, Wes weighs in. The government also tries to hire Santa Claus.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I'm sorry that we forgot to mention that.
It's the dumbest plot ever, but I think it's going to work.
News dump. Mac, SNL stinks. So... Bill Burr is hosting this week. I am semi-excited to see that.
Has he ever hosted?
No, but he's like popped up in sketches. And
okay,
then
I didn't remember him hosting at all.
I know that they sent the musical guest for this week off to the, you know, get out of here. Because
Morgan Wallen, because he was
partying last weekend.
All sorts of Alabama sorority girls.
But last week, the season finale, the first sketch, the opening sketch was...
Season premiere or finale?
Did I say finale?
Yeah.
They're two opposite things.
They are.
The season premiere, the first sketch, 15 minutes long.
So I saw the internet ablaze about Jim Carrey's Joe Biden. And so I said, you know what? Let me give it a go. I made it about 2.5 minutes into the sketch. And I said, this stinks.
Dude,
this
I watched.
Sucks. It's terrible.
I checked my phone for the time over and over and over again. And I'm like, what are they doing? How? Like, these aren't even jokes. These aren't even observations to what happened.
Like, obviously, Kerry is doing a good impersonation of Biden, standing there with the faces and whatnot. There was no humor in that sketch.
There were no jokes.
So I jumped out after 2.5 minutes. Couldn't do it. And it was 15 minutes. You're right. It was 15 minutes.
15 minutes is borderline a sitcom.
Hear me out, though.
Yeah.
Maybe the funniest thing of the whole year, at least for me, was the fly that landed on Mike Pence's head.
Oh, absolutely.
This week. So I hope something good comes out of that this weekend.
Because let me just point this out to you. An episode of Friends, 30 minutes. You take out 8 minutes for commercial, and then there is 5 minutes of laugh track, so there's 17 minutes of substance in there. SNL had a 15-minute sketch.
Well, some of the laugh track overlaps with what's going on, so that's
not
entirely
accurate. No, Friends pauses every single time.
I don't know about
that. Watch it again. Friends pauses every time the laugh track goes off. News dump. Mac, last week I said that there was a game called Mario Battle Royale. I was close, because that's what you do in the game. But it's called Super Mario 35, and I am addicted. I love it.
So it's a 35-year anniversary? Is that the idea?
Yes. So you play Mario 1, and it's you against 34 other people. And what you want to do is stomp on bad guys, collect coins, do everything else. And when you do something that, like, say if you kill a bad guy, say if you kill Cooper in the castle, it gets sent to someone else, and it'll just pop up in like a random screen to kill them. You get one life, and once you die, that's it.
So how long does the game take?
So if you're staying alive, like I finished third a couple times, brag. But generally,
so
that's like 13 minutes.
What if you all finish the level? Fastest one to finish the level?
There's,
how does it work?
No, so there is level 1-1, level 1-2, level 1-3, all the way through level 8-4. And sometimes you could be sent back
just
to level
last one standing.
Yeah. You could be sent back to level 1-1 if you're lucky. You could be sent out of nowhere to like level 4-2. You know how at on level 1-2, if you go up, you can go to like the warp zones? Mm-hmm. It'll just give you random levels to go to. So on that, you could just jump back to the first level. Or it'll say, start level 1-2 again, and you can just do an endless loop of that.
So if you're really good at one level, you can just keep running that until everyone else dies.
If you're lucky, because it might send you to a random level.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. I love this game. Come play with me, guys. Yeah.
News Switch, dump. Right?
What's up? Stripes?
Nintendo Switch.
Shirts and skins. News dump. Oh my God, Mac. The Sega. Yeah, the Sega. Sega, their next micro console might be the Mini Dreamcast. First one on the block, baby!
I never owned a Dreamcast. I was never interested in a Dreamcast. I have no interest in owning this. However, I will buy it
because
I'm getting all the mini ones.
You love the mini ones.
I want
ones.
Them all. They're
you
great,
can play all the
statues.
Classics. Crazy Taxi. Crazy Taxi. Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi.
No, there was another one where you're a ninja in like a big open world. It was actually one of the first open world games. I can't think of what it's called. But
it probably wasn't one of the first open world games.
It's pretty dope. And then their one issue is I don't think that they'll put their sports games on there. And their sports games for the time were outrageously good.
There we go again.
They were amazing. 2K, baby. 2K news dump. Mac, what happened this week in the DSG?
We did a very special episode, an episode a long time coming. We reviewed 1978's Halloween with none other than Rich Keefe, who popped in here. Hashtag dork. Rich Keefe and Ryan Davey did Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. I believe there's three books that they talked about.
I wouldn't know.
I don't know. I don't read. I don't tell stories in the dark. But I'm sure if you're interested in that, it was a great episode. Pop Culture Pile Driver reviewed the movie Paranormal Activity. Now, Paranormal Activity, I think, and they actually did a good job making this point on the episode. It's one of those movies that if you never saw in the theater when it came around, much like Blair Witch Project, you're just not going to love it the same
so
way I did. Or
on the list
did at
that we
time.
Did for the top 50 horror movies, I actually had it at like 37-ish, which is actually where it landed. And I think I deleted it by accident and then forgot to put it back on.
I think I had it 26th and Rossi had it like 35th.
Because
like
so
that.
I did like the in-theater experience. I do
one
think,
of the best theater experiences I've
I
ever had.
I do think the movie kind of sucks, but I do really appreciate what it did. Much like the Blair Witch Project. I love the fact that the Blair Witch Project had this big viral campaign. This had a very similar one, and it's super low budget, made tons of money. I think until it broke its record, it was the highest grossing horror movie of all time.
Yeah, in the episode, they said the budget after Spielberg threw in some money and they reshot some stuff, did some editing, $250,000. It made over $180 million, Paranormal Activity, which is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Again, it might have been, other than The Strangers, the scariest theater experience I've ever had. They did a great job with the in-between moments, not the jump scares, but just making you feel uneasy the whole fucking time. And the way it was shot was unique. They did, you know, a first-person type of thing, corner of the room camera type of shit. And I really enjoy the movie. I haven't watched it in a long time. But again, if you didn't catch it in theaters, it's just not going to be the same. Change My Mind, speaking of Paranormal Activity, did a real Paranormal Activity featuring Tim Weisberg.
That's not what the notes say.
Well, you had a different note in there. What did they do on the episode you listened to?
Something about the life and time of Tiny Tim from A Christmas Story.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a good episode.
There you go.
It's a great episode. And before we tell you what we're going to do next week, Mac, this episode of News Dump was sponsored by Manscaped.com. The other day, Mac, I had
a day off.
I can't reach into your area. I had a day off, and I said to myself, what am I going to do with my day? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shave my armpits. And what I did, went into
Your armpits?
You got to trim them like every once in a while. If not, you don't work out. You don't get it. Got to be aerodynamic. So go in there. I figure this is going to take me hours. Maybe the entire day.
Did you shave your legs too?
No. Maybe the entire day. And what it did, Mac, literally 3 seconds, all the hair is gone.
Yeah, I can't advocate for that. I can't advocate that. I'm sure it did a great job shaving your armpit hairs.
It did.
Why don't you just leave them? Why don't you just leave them?
It gets too bushy. You aren't an Italian man. You don't get it.
I guess I don't. Manscaped, I actually just got in the ball wipes, the refreshing ball wipes. And I'll tell you what, my balls are refreshed. They are refreshed.
They are refreshed. So guys, go on Twitter right now and tell us if you shave your armpits. And also go to manscaped.com, promo code MACANDGOO, A-N-D, 20% off of your order.
M-A-C-A-N-D-G-U, all one word, manscaped.com, 20%.
And next week, Mac, we'll be doing The Boys.
Yeah, The Boys. The final episode of season 2 comes out tomorrow, tomorrow morning, tonight, whenever it's released. I'm excited for it, Goo. Yep. I think that it has the potential to be my favorite episode of television in a long time.
As excited to watch this season finale as you were the season 1 finale? Because the season 1 finale, it was the buildup to find Butcher's wife.
Right.
I was a little more pumped up for that.
The season 1 finale is the best episode of season 1. I'm thinking episode 6 is going to end up being the best episode of season 2.
Okay.
But I don't know what's going to happen in this finale. I think there's going to be a couple deaths. That's what I'm thinking.
Nudite?
I hope.
Nudite.
I hope.
All right, that'll do it for News Dump. News Dump!
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.